Welcome to today's deep dive. We are looking at a really detailed case study today, along with some internal documentation outlining a partnership between Stanley Black & Decker, or SBD and Convergence Data Services.
Yeah, CDS.
Right, CDS. And the core issue here is, well, it's a massive operational challenge that I think so many global organizations face, which is mergers and acquisitions. Because when a company goes on this, acquisition spree, they don't just acquire market share and great new brands, they inherit this chaotic, fragmented mountain of engineering data.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it is an incredibly common enterprise bottleneck. You merge these companies, right?
Right.
And suddenly you have completely siloed engineering ecosystems that, well, they just cannot communicate with one another.
It actually reminds me of like moving into a house with four roommates.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone unpacks their kitchen boxes, and suddenly you realize you collectively own 15 identical spatulas.
That is a great way to put it.
Right. Except in a global manufacturing environment, those redundancies cost millions of dollars. And the audits from SBD's operations highlight this perfectly. Across their acquired brands, they found 307 duplicate capacitor opportunities.
Wow.
Yeah, 161 duplicate screws, and get this, a 21% duplication rate in bearings alone.
And addressing that redundancy, it is not just a matter of basic data cleanup. What SBD realized is that classifying and rationalizing these parts was actually the necessary foundational step for true platform engineering.
Okay, platform engineering.
Yeah, because you simply cannot build a scalable modern manufacturing pipeline on top of fragmented data.
So how do you actually fix that at an enterprise level? Because the documentation mentions convergence data services driving this transformation through, quote, taxonomy management and strict data governance.
Right, the buzzwords.
Exactly. It can easily sound like corporate buzzwords. What does that actually look like on the ground?
Well, CDS essentially had to create a universal dictionary. They didn't just, delete duplicate rows in a spreadsheet. They enriched the existing data so that a motor designed in Germany is categorized and named the exact same way as a motor designed in the US.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, they established a single source of truth. And that gave SBD visibility into every component across all their brands, which is what allowed them to build a unified platform architecture.
Okay, but I hear standardized product data, and my immediate thought is that you are putting your engineers in a creative straitjacket.
How so?
Well, if I am tasked with designing a cutting-edge new tool, right, and I am forced to only use a pre-approved menu of parts, that seems like it would stifle innovation. Like, how do you get engineers to embrace that?
It is a common concern. But standardized data actually accelerates innovation, and the best way to visualize it is by thinking of Lego bricks.
Okay, Legos.
Yeah, by creating universally compatible standardized foundational pieces, the builder can focus all their creative energy on designing the castle, right? Rather than figuring out how to manufacture the plastic itself.
That makes a lot of sense.
So instead of designing a slightly different motor for the 100th time, the engineer just uses a proven module. For example, SBD strategically reduced their lineup from six different motors down to just two standardized options.
Oh, wow. Which explains the speed metric in the case study. Because if an engineer pulls a pre-approved motor module off the digital shelf, they skip the entire process of custom safety testing, prototyping, and, supply chain vetting. They just drop it in.
Which is exactly why SBD gained the ability to develop three nailers in the time it previously took them to build just one.
Three for one. That is incredible. And the procurement leverage there must be massive,
Oh,
too.
absolutely.
Because if you are buying those two standardized motors in bulk globally, rather than sourcing six variations in smaller batches, I mean, the cost savings immediately hit the bottom line. It's a complete shift toward operational scalability.
And the internal adoption numbers from this case study show that the engineering teams recognize this value quickly. I mean, they scaled this shared engineering ecosystem from a mere 198 approved parts to nearly 12,000.
That is a huge jump.
Right. And it is now actively leveraged by approximately 400 users across the organization. It proves that scalable enterprise transformation rarely comes from flashy technology hype. It comes from intelligent governance and standardizing the physical fundamentals.
It's doing the hard work of organizing that kitchen so you can actually cook a good meal. Which leaves you, the listener, with an interesting strategic question to consider today. If standardizing something as simple as a screw or a motor can completely revolutionize a physical manufacturing pipeline, consider how this physical standardization principle applies to your digital environments. Are there fragmented, redundant, duplicate parts hiding in your software code bases or automated workflows, quietly draining your team's efficiency?